Mark, I know in talking to your players this week, they said the last 4 or 5 weeks have really been good for them to get their edge back. Do you get the feeling that since November they've kind of got their mojo back as far as approaching what they were doing early in the season rather than late in the season?
We sure hope so, I guess. I think when we lost our first game and the world came to an end, we realized and we woke up the next day that, hey, maybe the world didn't come to an end, but there were still some stragglers, and there was absolutely some disappointment and kind of punched in the gut type of feeling for a few guys that just need to grow up and realize that there's a lot of ball left to be played. And as it played out, we could have played ourselves into a better situation, quote unquote, but we didn't earn that. And I think part of that is how I manage that I can do better. Part of that is realizing that the guys in the helmets are the guys that make it happen and earn it. They don't, like I said the other day, they don't give us points because the O shows up and we step on the field and they put 50, 27 points on the board. Can we do that, by the way? 28 maybe. But
well, I've been seeing 65 when I've looked at your stuff, but
just that mentality of grinding out everything, earning everything is something that has been our calling card for a long time, and especially our younger guys just need to realize that. And I think the disappointment or whatever those emotions were, we handled as well as we possibly could in some regards, in some facets of our team, we didn't handle that so well. But these last couple weeks, I think our guys have prepared well. One, out of respect for our opponent, and another of playing Oregon football.
The expectation for both of these programs is to be playing in the last game at the end of the year, and neither one of us are doing that. But a lot of people would love to be in Oregon's situation as a top 10 team that lost to a great team and then had a tough one on the road, and that's it, and then have a lot of people back for next year. So those guys they've been on a great run. Their run – and I told their staff this the other night, their run as of late here has been like the run we had from 04 to 09, and it's been fun to watch them.
Hey, Mark. Nick said that he wanted to retire after the Fiesta Bowl last year, and you kind of talked him into coming back and helping the transition. Is that accurate? And if so, what did it mean for you to have him this year?
As I said the other day, Nick's contributions have been, they're things that you can't overstate them enough, and I think that's the best way to put it. Of his contributions on and off the field have been immeasurable to the as Coach Brown just said, the advancement, so to speak, of our program. There was never a talking into or talking out of any. I don't think that's exactly how I put it to him. It's not. I can't. That's a lifetime decision that you're making. He's at a point in his life where he's happy and healthy. His wife and his family are happy and healthy. Go play golf, make some tee times. I guarantee he and Coach Brown are going to have, they already have two for a foursome at their, country club of choice here for years to come. But, that timing was totally his call.
Nick told me he was a 20 handicap the other night.
24. Said, 24 the next time he sees you.
Yeah. Oh, then no question. I didn't buy any of it.
Smart man.
Mark, you said that your team couldn't quite match up from a talent standpoint to Texas. Where do they rank among the other teams you played this season?
Really high. And the context of that, somebody had asked, how do you prepare for a Malcolm Brown? How do you prepare for the offensive line? And like most people, I mean, we don't have those guys laying around. We don't have a Malcolm Brown on our team, let alone, the third guy or the fourth guy that can simulate that guy in a scout team situation. But, Texas is obviously legendary for its ability to recruit, and obviously the talent in the state, and a talent-rich state, and a talent-laden roster of those in-state guys, and just seeing them at the banquet last night, that was not fun. But we've got some things that we hope that we'll be able to do, and our guys will certainly show up and play hard.
Problem for us is we tried to catch some of theirs leaving the banquet, and we couldn't catch them either. So.
Mac, can you talk about what you've seen from Tyrone Swoops in these bowl preparations?
Yeah, Tyrone's done really well, so we're very, very proud of him, and I think he's got a great future ahead.
Mark, back here in the back, to your left, there you go. Last year at the Fiesta Bowl, you were offensive coordinator. Your responsibilities certainly were different. Can you talk about how you've managed as a head coach this year, the bowl responsibilities as a head coach?
just trying to make sure everybody's on time and working hard. I think it, for the most part of having a plan coming into it of kind of how we've managed in the past and tweaking some of those things or getting some different input, whether it's from Jim Radcliffe, our strength coach, or, you know, of just peaking on Monday night. That's the whole point of this and how we managed Christmas and all those things. We didn't do anything terribly different from a logistical standpoint from the last couple of years, but just getting, I think, more or less just the psychological nature of things, getting everybody's minds rested, happy, and healthy, and ready for these last couple of weeks of pure Texas preparation.
Mac, hindsight obviously being 2020, but as you look back at this season, is there anything you could have done differently or you would have done differently as you look back on things, or did it play out just the way it was kind of meant to play out?
No, I would have won all the games. That would have been the better thought for me if we could have done that by lots. Played a lot of guys, had happy moms and dads and happy media and happy fans. That would have been fun. We've done that, and it's a lot more fun.
Mark, over here. What went into your decision to have Nick announce his retirement on Friday?
Well, when we he'd been talking about this for a while, and again, his thing that he kept saying is he wanted to manage the message, or, you know, be able to control the message, which in the modern Twitterverse, that's difficult if you don't make the announcement. And so when I asked, you know, he was bringing this up, and the only way to do that would have been to do it before the game, because he wanted to tell the team and he wanted to tell the staff before, you know, anybody else. And to do that, you have to do that before Monday night. There's no other way. And I think the timing of it, just of how he wanted to do it with the press conference the next day, was something that worked out. But that was definitely a group decision.
Mac, if the 4-team playoff was in effect now, do you think Oregon would be good enough to be one of those 4 teams?
You know, that,
let me give you his answer.
Yes. No. No. I'd go 4. 4 with the best chance to win and get in there. No. Well, I said Mark announced Nick, so our farewell party wouldn't be good. He's got their defense pumped now, so that's it upstage. I do think that's one of the great things about the playoff moving forward. I'm hoping that at some point, if you get a great team like Oregon that has an injury or two and it costs you a game at midseason, I'd rather see it be 8 teams and see who the best teams are at the end. I think right now a loss in college football is the most difficult loss in any sporting event across the country, and I'm not saying that about Oregon. There's some other teams that we'd all like to see a playoff here. What a great playoff if we had about 4 more weeks of the best teams playing the best teams instead of some of the bowls we're watching. Very honestly, and still let those bowls be out there. But let's don't take a great team and have them in a lesser bowl. Let's let them have a chance to play for it at the end. And I think that's where we're headed. I wish it was more than 4, because next year we're going to be worried about who's 5 and who's 6, and somebody's going to get left out of that's a really good football team, because now I think we're going to see a national champion with 2 losses at some point in the next 4 or 5 years. And that's just where we are. I think we're headed more to an NFL model than ever before in my coaching career, and there's some things that are positive about that, but there's some things that are negative. But it would give a team like Oregon a chance right now to be back in the mix instead of walking off the field against Stanford and everybody talking about you've lost your chance. I mean, that's not fair. That's just it shouldn't be that way in my estimation.
Any other questions?